This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, listen, we're about to start the show, but I wanted to say one quick thing. If you're enjoying 10 Things That Scare Me, help us grow the show by rating and reviewing it in your podcast app.
Da 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 da. Okay. Number one, my parents dying. That scares me. Number two, getting Alzheimer's disease. Number three, my brother dying. We're both on the same page about what we'd prefer. You know, we'd both prefer to be the first. But I remember, you know, like falling asleep in the same bed and like hugging each other. Like, I mean, we just like really like we're so, so close. Number four, becoming bankrupt artistically. Number five, overexposure. Number six, underexposure. It's really enjoyable for me to, like, be at a show of ours and be able to, like, talk to people at the show and them, you know, talk to me like a human being, you know, which is really what the experience is right now. Underexposure is just, like, complete no one caring, which, you know, I think as long as I was able to make a living wouldn't be that bad, actually. But you want someone to care about your music. Number seven, losing touch with my soul. I didn't think that I believed in having a soul or something, whatever that means. I mean, I have a pretty vague idea of what it means to myself. But I was able to say it in a song before I was able to ever say it to another person. Because I've written so many songs about situations that I wasn't ready to face consciously, that I look back on it a year later and I say, oh, I knew exactly what was going on in that situation. I just, you know, I wasn't ready to face it because your mind gets clouded with all this crap and all these excuses and ways to do the easier thing that you can look at a situation a thousand different ways, none of which are accurate. Number eight, bees. Oh, yeah. Number nine, going to the bathroom with the door closed. I mean, I couldn't go to the bathroom with the door closed till I was like probably, you know, 10 or something. I don't know. Well, you know, someone behind the shower curtain. You know, if I closed the door, then he would reveal himself. But I was too proud to look behind the shower curtain every time. So I figured I would just leave the door open so if he got me, someone would be able to help. Number 10. I'm afraid we'll lose the ability to recognize a life beyond what we see in front of us. My name is Brian D'Addario, and these are 10 things that scare me.
The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Sarah Sandback, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? My dad collects VHS tapes, but he doesn't have a way to play them. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.